The test continued. Lama Shvat Hetov Shimim Zion, March 1st, 1987, on Sunday, continued.
מהו מציאס קוטלובי שבישו שבית שבישו שביתו מריצה יתרוב מטרק זה מהו מציאס קוטלובי בישי מבני בישי תאים ופושלים תאים ופיקסובס אלא בני תאים ומאי so he says בישי מביטי בישי תאים ופושלים תאים ופושלים תאים ופושלים תאים ופושלים תאים ופושלים תאים ופושלים By BTN, by Shemish and Eivor. So Rashi himself mentions here in Tamil Eivor. I mean, he's a chayach that Rashi will be chilek on himself, mamash in the same dark, or just finished explaining the Mishneh and saying, Vat naro kol shvach nu orel lo bio. Vat naro kol shvach nu orel lo bio. That means that Midrash said, the Mitzvah belongs to the Father. And here he says, Bishleim and Bishleim, each day time and force on the table. And what the time we just went over, Bishleim and Kamrashi, it says, the same time. What do you mean the same time? He means Eivo, because Eivo is the time mentioned in Ksubes for Mitzvah's Bidili of the Yoha and for Mitzvah's Ishtri Bayo. So he says to himself, the answer is, in the Mishneh, Rashi's reference to the usual Mitzvah involves there. You don't Mitzvah's windfalls, don't drop down, from heaven just like that. But sometimes the Mitzvah falls down from heaven just like that. And Mitzvah fell into the chotzer of the Bebas, into a hand without the Tirche, didn't have to put in any work. She just got a mitzvah without any work. So then it cannot be considered as mighty hell. I said, they have need work. Earnings. Work. So there is because of Abel. There is because of Abel. That's one thing. Then Beis Aaron, he was Rabban Balki. He was the last generation. He was Rav Pinchas. He is the grandfather of Rebbetzin Shmuel. So she, Rebbetzin Shmuel, is the granddaughter of Rabban Balki. So he wrote the Sefer Beis Aaron. It's a good Sefer. So he gives another text. It's quite a good text. He says as follows. Now there is a machlokes ksuvos between Rashi and the tastes. What's the moral Ksuvos? The Zion says that why is Mitzvah's bite really a bio mishmei? So Rashi says mishmei bo because since he's not required to support her. So Mele, if we say the Mitzvah doesn't belong to the Father, he'll become angry and he will not support. And Tisha says, if we'll say that the Mitzvah doesn't belong to the Father, he'll become angry and he'll turn her over to Minugu Mishri. So, there is nothing in it. If we say that the reason as to why there will be evil is because of Dilman was alone in the room of Shrin. So that's only Shayach by Ktano, by Naro, but not by Dejas. Dejas, not Shayach. If we don't say it's Lovio, so then he'll turn over to the room of Shrin. Dejas is Yotam Shusavio. He cannot turn over to anybody. But if we say like Rashi, that the reason is to why the Chachamim were Mitzakim. The reason is why the Chachamim were Mitzakim that the seal of the vas belongs to the father, because it would belong to the father, then the father would be angry and he wouldn't even be willing to support her. So that Tamishai by Vigres, also in the country, by Vigres, it's more likely that he wouldn't support her. Because at least, you know, by Ktano Nago, I mean, he has to be a real arousal, not to support Ktano Nago. But Vigres, a big girl, let her go to work, he'll say. Why should I support her? A big girl. So, according to taste this down, to the Tamis, because Dilma was alone, Dilma Keshvim, it's not childhood. Vigres, it couldn't be Mitzia, Dilma Keshvim. So according to the Isles, only Mitzias bite Aktano ve'anaro, so it's Lovio. But Mitzias bite Abegres is not Lovio. Not Lovio, even if the father supports and so on, because Machaya to say, but according to Rashi, so that time the Shaya Tabi Beitres as much as the Shaya Tabi Tanan now, and the more. Some male, according to Rashi, the Pshat and the more is this. True that the more says that the reason as to why Mitzias Bite belongs to the father is because of the name of the Tanan. But the Rai say he doesn't belong to the father. That's vis-a-vis Beitres. Mashim came vis-a-vis Ktano and Naro. So then once we learn out that it's so true, but how do we know? Because Shvachno Hello Bill, but the Gemara says Shvachno Novel Bisavio is mentioned only Gabundorim. And Momein, we cannot learn out from the Surah, Momein, the Surah, that was before we had the Zer Sakosu of Maisi Yodel Rabio. But once we had the Zer Sakosu of Maisi Yodel Rabio, so then it's a gilu that this Pasuk of Binorel Bisabio doesn't only imply Gabindor in the Rabbi Sabio. Kol Shvach Yodel Rabio. The Gemara says, Momein, the Surah, Alpinon, if before we had a posse of a Maisia Del Rabio, but once we had it was a course of Maisia Del Rabio, so we see the Torah was not only saying Gabi Yisure, but the Gabi Romani also, the Shvach Nurim is Rabio. So even Mitzia is Shvach Nurim is Rabio, but that's only by Ktano and Naro, but Beigres, not. It's also a custom from the Rabbi Zabir, certainly of the white and Beigres. So that's because of the Tkanes Chachon Mishmi. It's a very good terrace.
Yeah.
All right. Now we more. Omar Shmuel, the Gimaum, Omitias Kotun Lobby, Shebiro, Shemait, Somerbi, Toyota Lobby, the Machab Yodei, Pilkach, Kishamak Bio, Yitzirah, Hobi Pik Bio. Remembre, Yisoba Shmuel, Kotn Lestle Yisriel Inapche Midrais. Another question is, how do we see from this Shmuel that Kotn doesn't have Yisriel Midrais Alatsby? Maybe Shmuel is made that the cotton has his chiyah in the eyes. But Shmuel only says that the reason is why Mitzias cotton is Yehovi, because Mid Rabbonon, inasmuch as the das of the cotton is when he picks up Mitzias for the father, he wants the father, you know, to be the beneficiary of the Mitzias. So Meir HaChomim HaMisakeh, that the father should acquire. But with the Raise, the Kotun himself is there. How do we see from it? So the Shinku Betzi says that Kashi. Shinku Betzi says that Kashi. That Yeshua is that Kashi. It's interesting that when Yeshua gives the same Teretz as the Gitfo in Shinku Betzi. And Yeshua didn't see the Shinku Betzis. wasn't out yet. So, but they both give the same tracts. So Yeshua says, and the Ritva says the same thing, because if Shmuel would hold that cotton has three milaise, then he wouldn't say, just because the cotton likes the father so much, when he picks up and see, oh, he wants the father to get it, to be the beneficiary, so because of that, the Chachamim should just because it's consistent with the das of the cotton. So what is consistent with das? Chachamim are going to be marki, all right, have to be Chachamim every year. But there has to be a good reason. Just in order to adjust the din to the intention of the cotton, who can why is the intention of the cotton so important? So, right, so the cotton wants the father. So what? But if the rai said, it belongs to the cotton, why should the chachamim be mafkia the din the rai said, so there must be a good reason. This is not the fact that it is consistent with the intention of the cotton is not a sufficient reason to be misake against the dinator. If the dinator had been in the cotton acquires title, just because the cotton wants the father to be the beneficiary, so because of that the chachamim should be misake against the dinator, they have a keyach, but that is not a sufficient reason. So Bishlami, if we say that with the rai say cotton has no skriya, then you understand. So with the rai say cotton has no skriya, so what should be? No one should be there. So we say now, true that with the rai say no one is there. The cotton cannot be there, and the father cannot be there. But it's only fair to be misake that the father should be there. After all, he himself cannot be there, and his intention is that the father should be the beneficiary. So in any way, the father is there. But if we are going to assume that the rice and cotton himself requires life, why should the Chachom wouldn't have been mafkia within the rice and the basis of Hefkabes and Hefkia, and say now, in love with the rice and the cotton is there, but an account of the intention of the cotton, so the father should say, why is the Chachamim am shube to the rotzen of the cotton? So it's a raya that will hold that in the raise the cotton cannot have no sri. In the raise the cotton has no sri, so that means no one gets died. So the Chachamim is saying, no, it's not that no one gets died. With the Rabbonon, so the father will get hyped. Why the father? Because the cotton wants the father to be the beneficiary of the mitzvah. Alright. The main tradition, but that's what the Ritva says. The Yeshua, I think the Ramshi, all they say the same thing, but they didn't know of the Ritva. Because they didn't have the Shinkobetsis in the Ritva. So the Maon, who mitzvahs Chotulovi, Bishlei bichli ishtei time before him kiyom b'ksuves elav mei time v'mai nevitz yitzlovi ilkak ish magdiel etzir chobi b'yam. Alright. Himeim redi sabah shmuel potpones li schil in afshin d'raise v'atanye ha-secher sa-peyal yilaki b'nei yachob limechzo ishli shlovi elu yilaki b'nei yachob delu tane kameh. If somebody engages in payout to repeat the food and the payouts in the field, the food, so then the son of the payout, if he's a poor, if he's poor, so then he can be lucky pay. But suppose the payout is not just a worker who gets his salary, but he's an obvious in that which is revealed. So that means he has an interest in the field, he's part owner of the field. he gets one third of the crops of the field, he gets as compensation for his work. So then he's considered the part owner of the field. Then the son is not allowed to take pay, because there is special aloche, the rabbi himself is not allowed to take pay or leket in his own field, even if he's the poorest person in the world. Suppose the rabbi, he has a field, but he's a very poor man. What is a poor man? It only means one who doesn't make a living. It's man chazal. Man chazal. So that was the criteria. If one didn't own 200 zuz, so then he could make a living. Because, but if you own 200 zuz, so you could make a living. Because 200 zuz is man chazal. According to the standard of living prevailing in those days, he could buy a piece of land and make a living out of it. So, but if he doesn't have Mosaic food, so he's considered a poor man. So somebody might have his own day, and still not have Mosaic food. So he's a poor man, he's a poor man, if he's a poor man, so then he one could say he's entitled to take pay a leggage, to pay in his own field, and alohi, special to Zakos. In your own field, even if you are the biggest son, you're not entitled to take leggage. Yeah, and only is only entitled to take leggage to pay in somebody else's field, not in his own field. So the Bailiff and Kami says, Asichar Zapayel, if he's not the part owner, just the worker who gets paid for leggage, $10, let's say, for working the whole day, so then you lack in the hour. But the Mechzel Shlishi will be a little lack in the hour, because then it means that the Ois himself, who is part owner, he's taking the leggage. But the question is, who is the owner? The son? The son is not the owner, the father is the owner. What has it to do with the son? What has it to do with the son? What did he do with the son? The answer is that according to Nekame, so the son has no sphere of his own. And who is he? The father. So Mele, if the son would be lucky to pay in the cash, who would be the lucky? Not the son, but the father, because Milaki doesn't mean Milaki who does the physical work of being Milaki. It can be done on the Achirim also, as long as he is the one who acquires it. And that is also in your own field. So according to Nekame, we must say that the Mitzi of the cotton, belongs to the father. That's why if he's an Ovis, if the father is an Ovis, so the son is not allowed to be lucky. Because if you be lucky, it will mean that the father collects the leggage. There is a special aloha, there is lucky, but has it on the Oshale, the beast in me, being car, you're lucky, maybe it's the apple. He says, we pass like a beast. That even if the payer is an obvious, he's a part owner, still the son is allowed to lucky the pay, the delegate. So it's a riot that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's who acquires it. The cotton himself applies, because if we are going to the cotton himself acquires it, because if we are going to say that the cotton himself doesn't acquire, and who acquires it? The father is a part owner, he's not allowed to unlock it. And still Rabbi Yossi says that even if he's a part owner, there's something like it, so it's a riot in the corner of the BC. Who gets it? Who gets the mitzvah of the leket? Leket is like a mitzvah. Hefka. For me. So, who gets it? According to Rabbi Yossi, so who gets it? The son gets it, not the father. Not the father. But, from Shmuel's din, in our own, it says, Kotlovi, Shemeshon, Shemeitzo, Nabi, is mashma, that Shmuel holds that a cotton has no sriye in the lake. And not like a tough, not talking like about Mitzir, has no sriye in the Mitzir. Because if you would have sriye in the Mitzir, so then the Chachom wouldn't be misaking that the father should be zeiche from the cotton, be on account of the fact that it's consistent with the intention of the son, of the son of God. So what is the consistent intention? Intention of the son, the cotton. But if in the Reise, it belongs to the son, so it should stay belong to, so it should belong to the son, not to the father. So there is still, Ian was in cotton, it is still in Afshe, Kumlak, אלי אמת קוטלס יצחי נפשי, כמולקי לא מקולקי, אבוי אושו, אמאי אשתי ובונו, מלאקתי, אחות. זו יצטייר. שמינור סייז, שמוי אותי מדיטן ידום קומה, כי לילה יסטייר. אין אחרן, ואין שמוי אל סייז, that in the Mount of Moses, it's got a lot of people, so she needs, it's a lot of. That's why it belongs to the father, because the son wants the father to be zeichet. So it's not that Shmuel himself holds it like this. Shmuel himself doesn't hold like this. But Shmuel explains the Tam of the Mishnah. Tam of the Mishnah says, Mitziyat Meil B'Teyak Tani is Arei Yushalei, belongs to the father. So according to the Tanya of that Mishneh, why does it belong to the father? Because the cotton himself has no skin. So neither rice, it doesn't belong to anybody. So it's the neighbor. So since the rice doesn't belong to anyone, so the Chachamim is saying that it should be done the way that the cotton intends that it should be done. What is the intention of the cotton? That the father should get it. So the Chachamim is saying that the father gets it. But Leslie Sneeling, but Shmuel himself doesn't agree with the Tanakh. Shmuel is only explaining the time, the longness of the Mishnah. So the longness of the Mishnah is in accordance with the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbonon of Rabbi Yossi, they say that if it's the Mechtesh Nishmuel Vie, where he depart owner, Ibayim, so then if he's a part owner, then the cotton is not allowed to be lacking, because then it means that the father is lacking. So this Mishnah must accord with the Rabbonon of Rabbeis, because according to Rabbeis himself, see, who says Binkach Binkach, Yulke Noi Vishti Acho, so he caught me the Shrim in the Reise. If he had the Shrim in the Reise, so then the Chacham wouldn't be Mashiach from him and give it to the Father. Shmuel Tani did not know, come on. The last lay, the lay lay sphere away, let's see the Rashi. You lack it now, come to me, shall pay all the money, we need to take all of these. קטן אישי רב ותיוע פרס אסורים יחד ובריר או שהוא והרי הוא קיבל הפעים של זה ולא ילק את מייחו ולשלק את מילה הובי ונקח ונקח din boshi haben oni wie klatsni tai don koma di malom ties kodnobi di lesli sielei di ties kodnobi bat shmuel sel don paslaje Sober gay, sie konnten nicht riskieren die Reise. So, aber gay, sie ist manchmal. Ist manchmal, der Kotten hat riskieren die Reise. Because, Kabin, sie says, that even if the prayer, the father, is a part owner of the son, the son can still be alive. How can you imagine? There is an insert. For the market is all solid. So if we are going to assume that when the cotton is market, this is the father who is in heaven, how can he let the son in market and yes?
The way I understood by the father here is that he's a sharecropper, that he is being paid in crops. He's being paid at the end of the year and at the end of the season and a half of the crop or the... So he has the benefit of a buyer?
That's right. Buyer. Because he doesn't get a fixed salary. A fixed salary, not a buyer, is one who gets, let's say, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, a fixed salary. But he gets only a fraction of the crops. Suppose there are no crops.
But the Baal Sadek could go to someone else and give him the make him a sharecropper the next year. So I mean, it's not like he has a.
All right, but temporarily he's a part owner. Temporarily he's a part owner. Rashi. We saw in person. We saw Rabbi Yishkot Mitzchim Yisrael say, "How do we know that? Because if Rabbi Yisi wouldn't hold." The cotton is in the rice, so melee, then the son of the cotton should not be allowed to be mulaki. Because if the cotton doesn't have in the rice, so who has the screen in the lake? The father, and the father is a part owner. But now it is Hashem Kotni, you should get up that show it. A BAC may get up Gomo, Gomer of Fries, they get up Gomo, we pray. Now, the meal is in the morning, the Kontane Kane, in Middle Apollon, it's not real get up. Just an easy. But the Kontra BAC, Middle Apollon, it's managing the get up. Elam Rabbi, Osu Kim Shohu Ben Mushes, Dan Yin Yifaye Masra Taye, Sabra Play Yeh Chulak Talei. So the Gemara says, the thing of Hanam Meir Abyeisi rejects the concept that Kotnes in the rice. So Rabbi Yeisi rejects the concept the cotton has three mid rice. It doesn't have rice. If it doesn't have three mid rice, so how is it that it can lack like it? So if they were a miser of the has only our shlei, but it is because it should be considered like hoho bani mushes. There is a Mishneh, the Shein Messiah, Mutorim Kovnod of Leke, Mishahol Kuban Mushes. At what point is anyone, even a Nosher, allowed to unlock it like a Shikrepe? At what point? once the elderly people who walk on a cane have already explored the soil. So whatever they need, so anybody can dig it. Why, after all, the money, the record, the pay, the shikhe, so belongs to me. So how is it they can do it? So, why do we say that once it's Hochuban Mushes, what is the Mushes? So you can see us, Rabbi says Hochuban Mushes means Sobe de Hazratik, the elderly people who cannot walk without the cane and Mush support. And Rishloki says, once the mushes have passed with the field, so anybody can do it. My mushes. The elderly people who walk on the cane. So once the elderly people walk to the soda, that means that everybody has already explored the soda. Because the elderly people, so they are the people who cannot function, at the regular pace. The regular pace. So the question arises is, on what grounds do all the other Adim have the right to pick up Leke if they know that the Soledad Lastik had already gone through the field? On what grounds? After all, should Dal and Isser of Gesel? The answer is because all the other Adim wanted the bushes passed through the Sode. Then that allows us notoriety, so everybody talks about it. The Mushe is all the people have already gone through the soil. So then the Adranim, Amishai himself, they think, how can we expect to have anything? Even the Mushe has already explored it. Well, Tanya, you don't come up unless we see early. In other words, it's not that Shmuel, when he says in the Mishnah, he says, Kaslovi, Sheboshim, Sunmiso, and he says Ravi, so it's not that Shmuel himself agrees with the Deen. Shmuel himself agrees with the Deen of Shmuel himself, so he agrees with the Din of Chabisi that the Kotnes is real in Hafshay in the Reis, but he is explaining only the Tanner of the Mishneh. Elamah Bayasu Kimshokhani Mushes, Dami Uf Masadayit Esavre, Ray Dehich Lakle, אמר אבא דה מאסלה ביי בכימות אלו מה מוצר משרדיו ישענו ויברכו אלו מה רבי עושו כניזכה כניזכה מי כאן אני מופעי ניחו כיכל שאגו לידו מילכת בנאי בשריים Maum und mit sie es kommt nur ob ich. Bilei, wie ist viel Leid in sie es kommt nur ob ich. Bilei, wie ist viel Leid in sie es kommt nur ob ich. Mit dem Freien, so ist manchmal von Bisrashi, that according that according to the Tanekame, I mean that according to the Tane of the Mishneh, so the Tanekame of the Mishneh, he doesn't agree with the Aloche of Mitzias Kotmulov. The times that don't come up, the Maum of Mitzias Kotmulovi, the lowest here in Tesco. So Shmuel himself, he doesn't accept the whole deen that Mitzias Kotlov. He doesn't accept the whole deen of Mitzias Kotlov. Why? Because he agrees with him. He agrees with Rabiez. And Rabiez, he holds that Mitzias Kotlov is the Atzmo. In other words, you see, the trashy is so. So we point out that from this Rashi it's mashma, that Rashi is chilkan this. Let's see the taste. Yamal bishleim mei, bireise, teimen noam dradisi kotten sechem na teiro, bichem bisomuch, biporich, bisova radisi, sias kotten bireise, ubinoam, bidiu moein olam dirabonon, biobit vizochon nei klau, so the Kash of Tetzis is, how did the Gemara know that Sin Shmuel said Aloha to Rabbi Yisi? So Rabbi Yisi holds that Kotlin Zichin Natan, Izoch is Zichin Natan. How do we know that Rabbi Yisi holds Kotlin Zichin Natan? If the Kim is somebody probably sober, Rabbi Yisi, it's got in the rice and nolon, we deal with it only with the Rabbanon. Maybe Rabbi Yisi holds that even Rabbi Yisi agrees that the cotton has no sri. The cotton has no sri. So mid rice, when the cotton picks up in the tzie, who gets title? No one gets title. The cotton has no yati bidech. And the father certainly is not there. Mechatesi, the father should be there. He didn't pick it up. His son, the cotton, picked it up. And the cotton himself is not there. He has no yad. But then you ask, but Rabbi Yisi says that even if the father is a sharecropper and he's a part owner and the son, still the cotton, the son, is allowed to be malaki. That's because even though mit der Reise, in Kotten Heslo schrie, but mit Rabonne schrie, and since mit Rabonne schrie, and the father is not saying that from him, so merely he can be lucky, but the camera holds true mit der Rabonne. The Kotten Heslo schrie, it's true mit der Reise, the Kotten Heslo schrie, and no one is here, but mit der Rabonne, the father is Eche, and Rabbi Yisi holds, with the Reise, no one is Eche, but with the Rabbonon, the God himself is Eche, not the father. Being detained in Holland, Rabbi Yisi, konnten sich von Athena, der Kind, die Sommer und die Paul, die Sommer abwesend, sie konnten die Reise, und die Nolan, die Jumma, die Jumma, die Rabonon, die Jumma, die Prisoche, die Klau, und der Vater, die können die Seche Oltungen, und die Hoche, die Lacke Dacho, why? Because true mit der Reise ist nicht Seche, but mit der Rabonon ist Seche, but the Kame holds, the Rabbonon of Rabbisi holds that Midrashi is not Zeche, but Midrabbonon is not Zeche either. The father is Zeche Midrabbonon. And Rabbisi holds, Midrashi the cotton is not Zeche, no one acquires it. But Midrabbonon, the cotton himself is there. Yesh Lema, the Mistomeli Polish Rabbisi, Akame Mishnais, the Pirkin, the Pirchalim, the Mishashemi, die Meise für das Kabel, du kommen die Schnee, sie hat Bent ja doch. Aber es ist nicht die Stabe, die Trabizie, die Hülle kann auch durch Mischnis. That imply that when the cotton picks up something, so the Kabel is it. So Rabiesi is a problem, reason that that will the two. So, some male does the Moras Kashe. So, it's a Raya, the Trabizi holds that the cotton is Eiche, the cotton is Eiche Nate. We couldn't say that the reason is why, the reason is why Rabbi Yossi says Bikach and Bikach Ilak Ibnei Achor Ilak Ibnei Achor. So it's because she is Eichet Vim Tema Vinein Leilom Zohar Lenafshim Rabbonon ובסוחת זוכה אבוי מיני משמי בו ומשמוכם לאקד. How we know true Rabbi Yossi is not really kind of the richness that imply that Mitzias Kotlin, that Mitzias Kotlin is love. Mitzias Kotlin is love. But what's the raya? What's the raya that Rabbi Yossi holds, that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mitzir Midrashi belongs to the father, maybe the Mitzir Midrashi belongs to the cotton. Maybe, what's the riot that Rabbi Yossi holds? That the Mitzir Midrashi belongs to the cotton himself. Maybe Midrashi doesn't belong to anybody, he has no Sri. But Midrabbonon, mit der Rabbonon it is, it belongs to the cotton, and true that the father ordinarily is Eichet from the cotton because of Eibo, but in the case of Leket, so the father is not Eichet from the cotton. So, Vim Tema, he says, Neime Leilom Zokwe Napshi Mide Rabbonon, ובסוחה זוכה אבוי מיני משמי בו ומשמוך המלאקי ויש לימה ומרבונן נספורי שאיסקי משתי שחייס שאיסקי הבן קדם והקים איסקי עוד ממנו אלוהים לרבונן הוא בשע שחייס הבן בואו לשחייס עוד משע שגוי אלי כחול או ריצו לאורי אלו ודאי זוכה נפשי מדי רייסה ואבוי זוכה מיני משמי בו שסומך על שוכנה So, something she says that if he caught in the Raise Hesriye, so then we can understand Krishnaivo that the Chachamim is saying that the Father is saying. But if we say that in the Raise, he caught in Hesriye, so maybe it's not Mistabe that the Chachamim should be saying to Takonis. Number one, that is Eiche. Number two, that the father gets it from him. If Midrashi that the cotton is Eich himself, so Mishmei Lech, Achon Lomisaki, that the father should get it from the cotton. פותיך מדרייסי קוטנס נויאד, כאן אני זה נראותי לה, סו מדרייסי גלון צנולו, סו דן חגיסי, אס חביסי סס, דה חכום מיטו דקונס, וון תקונה דה קוטן גצת, תקונה נומבר טו, דה קוטן גצת פון נומן, תדן דה פאדר אקוויירס את פאמי, They would buy like it, so the second takone doesn't apply because of the like it. Because in order that the cotton should be able to black like that's too much, too many takones. Anyway, so taste this shitty is that it's impossible that the basic will be highly commanded with schneiders. That say we are bent yadon, that the father gets the mitzvah from the cotton. But Rashi is chilkantis. Rashi is chilkantis because Rashi says time will come and don't come. We can now only mitzvah cotton will be belayly still in mitzvah cotton. So that means that and Shmuel himself is only explaining a ton of the Mishnah, but Shmuel himself he holds like a Yasi, and Mele he himself rejects the whole being that it's yes of love. How about all these Mishnahs that say Yad Berk Yad Olik? Shmuel he does not agree with these Mishnahs. Not that Shmuel doesn't agree, because Shmuel passes like a Yasi, and the Yasi doesn't agree with these Mishnahs. So that's a raya that Rashi is chilka basis. Because Taisa says, in his summary, poets Rabbi Yisi are kaum mishnayis. But according to Rashi, Rabbi Yisi is chilka kaum mishnayis. So then, since Rashi is chilka basis, and Rashi holds that Rabbi Yisi